I'd like to welcome you to this service of carols and lessons here at St. James Westminster. This has been an incredible opportunity for the choir, for Jerry, for myself, and for others to collaborate on this service. The majority of the service is taken from an Iona tradition of the Celtic Church, and so this isn't your traditional nine carols and lessons that you'd see in an English cathedral, but it's something that's authentic to the people of St. James. And I'm glad that you're here to experience it with us tonight. We begin with a prayer. Let us pray. In the name of God, who has delivered us from the darkness of sin and despair, and made a place for us in the kingdom of his well-beloved Son, we welcome you. Grace and peace to you. As we meet together to celebrate anew the coming of God's kingdom, we hear revealed the mystery of how God's loving purpose for us, how that when we were far off, God met us in his Son and brought us home, how Christ humbled himself to take our human nature that we might share his divine glory. Let us then so celebrate Christ's coming with our carols and hymns of praise, that our lives may be changed by Jesus' life, that we may bear witness to Christ's glory and so bring light to those who sit in darkness. May God in grace and mercy grant to all people a new trust in the eternal promises and a new commitment to the Holy Word. For all honor and glory, worship and praise to God is rightly given, world without end. Amen.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
God, you shape our dreams. As we put our trust in you, may your hopes and desires be ours and we, your expectant people.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Light to splinter darkness. Hope to lift the soul, peace to ring the changes, grace resounds for all, night the time for birthing, stars to guide us on, angels' voices singing, joining with our song. Come and see the newborn, come with newfound joy, come for heaven's rejoicing, Mary's infant boy.
sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. He was sent to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord of God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Guardian of the seasons, keeper of every time, tune us to your rhythms that we may know the occasion for stillness and the moment for action. May we be so prepared, so aware, so awakened in our waiting, that when you prompt us into motion, our hands may be your hands and our purposes your own.
Thank you. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
You have come to us a small child, but you have brought us the greatest of all gifts, the gift of eternal love. Caress us with your tiny hands, embrace us with your tiny arms, and pierce our hearts with your soft, sweet cries.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made it known that they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
How do you capture the wind on the water? How do you count all the stars in the sky? How can you measure the love of a mother? Or how can you write down a baby's first cry? Find him at Bethlehem, laid in a manger, Christ our Redeemer asleep in the hay, Godhead incarnate and hope of salvation, a child with his mother that first Christmas day. Candlelight, angel light, firelight, and star glow shine on his cradle till breaking of dawn. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Angels are singing, the Christ child is born.
Thank you. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw where the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
In this and every season, may we see them, the wise ones who come bearing your gifts to us. They cloak themselves in garb that rarely draws attention, but they are there at the edge of the shadows, in the margins of our days, on the threshold of our awareness, offering what most we need. Give us eyes to see them now before they have left to go home some other way, before we glimpse their departing shadows edged in gold and smell their spiced perfume lingering behind them in the air.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Move over the face of our deep, our darkness, our endless, restless chaos, and create, O God. Trouble us, comfort us, stir us and calm us, but do not cease to breathe your Spirit into our awakening soul.
Christmas morn, rise up, shepherd, and fall. It'll lead to the place where Christ was born.
Rise up, shepherd, and
sheep and leave your rams.
Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the Star of Bethlehem.
Let us take a moment now. Let us pray. In trusting God, we rejoice that you gave the care of your son to Mary and Joseph. We pray for those in our world this night who have been entrusted with the care of children and yet fear for the present and the future. May your words speak into the hearts of this world with love. Entrusting God, be born in our hearts and in your world. Entrusting God, we recall the worship of shepherds and magi. We thank you for those who listen for the voices of angels and who are open to the message of the star. We pray for those who struggle with faith and for those who would love to have faith. May your words speak into the hearts of this world with hope. Entrusting God, be born in our hearts and in our world. Entrusting God, we rejoice that your word has come amongst us. We pray for peoples and congregations who witness to the word made flesh. Enable us to be faithful in our worship and in our service, that your faith in us may find fulfillment. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with faith. Entrusting God, be born in our hearts and in your world. Entrusting God, forgive us that so often we welcome Christ in the manger, yet we fail to see him in our midst. Open our eyes to welcome him in the homeless, in the lonely, in those for whom justice never seems to come, in those oppressed by others and whose hope is lost. Forgive us when we turn away. As we rejoice at the stable door, renew our commitment to travel with the child born in the manger. As he challenges your world today, may your word speak into the hearts of this world with hope. Entrusting God, be born in our hearts and in your world. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And may the grace of God, star-forming Creator, and the love of Christ born amongst us, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, opening hearts and lives to hope and joy, be with us this day, this Christmastide, and forevermore. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you this day and always. Our service of worship comes to its close. Our hymns have been lifted high, and heaven has sung with us. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.